My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Wednesday. Brought to you as always by Pelican Brewing. Visit pelicanbrewing.com for more details on locations, events, award-winning beers, independently brewed since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. The Dirty Pour rolls on as we continue to preview college football. We get to number 17 in our preseason poll. That is the Miami Hurricanes as we check in on our old friend Mario Cristobal. In year three down at Miami, joining us now is Gary Furman of Kane Sport, the on-three site down there covering the Hurricanes. Gary, good morning to you, man. Thanks so much for the time all the way out here in Portland. I always ask as we preview these different teams, you know, kind of ranking them on our side going into the season. Number 17 for Miami. Does that seem fair to you? Too high, too low? Where are you at on Miami going into this year?
I mean, it's fair because, they are aiming to be better than that. They think they're going to be better than that, but they have to prove that they're better than that. Why would anybody else on the outside believe it until they see it? So I think it's very fair. We're going to know a lot right from the get-go.
Right.
A big game August 31st at Florida. You know, it's a huge in-state rivalry. The thing is, like, they got 41 new players on the team. You know, these guys have never been to battle with each other. There's going to be a transition to all of that, you know. And even though they're probably in a much better place than Florida, like, I don't think that guarantees anything on August 31st when the actual game gets kicked off, because you have to factor in so many different intangibles and elements to this. But Miami should be a much improved team this year. They have set the sky as the limit, and we're going to see how that plays out.
Well, you mentioned that opening game. Just a massive one to kick off the year for Miami on the road against Florida. One of the best games, I would argue, of week one. When you look at Mario and what he's done in his first 2 years, it's an interesting thing to react to and kind of break down, because we knew Miami football was not in a very good spot. But I think anytime a program hires a new coach, you're expected to come in and kind of have a magic wand and wave it and look at this. Everything is fixed and improved. They did go from 5 wins to 7 wins from year one to year two. Is it crazy to think that there's a ton of pressure on him on August 31st and that the reaction will not be good if they lose that game in Florida? Just where are people at on him going into year three?
There's a ton of pressure on the program, not necessarily on Mario Cristobal himself. But, you know, I think that the people who know at Miami, the people in power at Miami, understand where this program was when he arrived here a little over 2 years ago and the degree of work that has been required to even get it back to this point where you're going into year three of Mario's time with a lot of hope. I mean, they think they can win the ACC this year. So it's a little bit similar to the trajectory that he had at Oregon. And, he made the decision to leave Oregon after he had built it. And, you know, you see that, you know, to this point, it's been relatively sustained. I don't know that any championships have been won yet or anything, but you know, Oregon's considered a consensus top 5 or 10 team going into this season. It's a program that's in a very good place. Miami's trying to get there, and you know, they feel they are making that kind of progress. I think if you ask Mario to compare the team that he's going into the season with in a couple weeks with what he left behind at Oregon, I think he would, might tell you it's pretty comparable now.
Mm-hmm.
They've really done a very good job. But none of that means anything if you don't show it on the field. And there's pressure on the program. I mean, this is a show-me season for the program. But people that are trying to say Mario's on any kind of hot seat or anything just honestly don't have a clue what they're talking about.
Right, right. Well, it's interesting. So Oregon fan is obviously, you're always curious how your ex is doing, right? You're always keeping tabs on them, see how things are going. And so Oregon fans are keenly aware of everything that's happened with Miami the last 2 years. But also now you tie in, Gary, that we're talking about Gary Furman, canesport.com, that you have two other fan bases in the Northwest that are watching closely what Miami's doing, because you have a starting running back from Oregon State, Damian Martinez, who is a fan favorite, just a hero in Corvallis for what he did over the last 2 years. Now the starting running back for the Hurricanes, and Cam Ward, who was one of the bright spots of Washington State football and made them a really competitive team and tough to beat because he's an incredibly talented quarterback. And so you've added these two other guys from the Pac-12, or now Pac-2, I should say, to be your quarterback and running back. What are we seeing from those two guys down there in fall camp, and how are they fitting in?
Oh, I mean, everything you would expect. I mean, I'll start with Cam Ward. I mean, just a phenomenal leader. His leadership is really, to me, equally significant, if not more significant, than his physical talent on the football field. He has just come and been a magnet for all the guys in the program, and they look up to him, they believe in him, and he has inspired a very happy atmosphere of hope going into the season. There's no doubt about it. Damian Martinez is just like a prototypical Miami type of player, and a prototypical Mario Cristobal type of player. He's tough. He shows up every day, and he's proven, and he's very motivated, obviously, but he's trying to go to the National Football League. So, there's no reason to expect anything but a great year from him. I mean, at one practice, he took the first play and went the distance. He's built for a very good season this year. He just has to stay healthy.
Yeah, and we'll see if he can do that. He was incredibly durable in his time at Oregon State. I'll get you out on this one, Gary. I'm just curious, I kind of close this up with all of our guests as we preview the season. You mentioned the expectations to win an ACC championship or compete for an ACC title. I'm just curious, if you set the barometer of what does a successful season look like, of one, you get to the end of it, you say, you know what, that was a good year for Miami, and then what is a failure of a season like? What are those two breaking points for Mario in year three, and how does that look for a success or a failure?
Well, Vegas has set the line at 9.5, and I think that's very fair. I think anything less than 10 is, not a great season, and I don't think anybody in the program would disagree with that. The schedule lines up very favorably. The ACC, you've got FSU and Clemson, which are a couple teams that are getting a lot of preseason hype. I personally am not sure that when reality hits, that they're really going to be as good as people think they are. I think people are kind of going on reputation and name there with those schools. There's teams like Miami. I think SMU is going to be a tough team this year. Notre Dame is not competing for the ACC title, but Notre Dame plays several ACC schools in its schedule. They're going to be a factor in everything, just in terms of people's one-loss records. And I think if Miami just continues to improve from the get-go and takes care of business, that they'll be okay. But I think Vegas has the bar in the exact proper place where it should be.
Yeah, great stuff. Gary Furman with a preview on the number 17 team in our preseason poll, Canesport, at Canesport on Twitter, covering Miami, the On3 affiliate down there in Miami. Gary, thanks so much for the time out here, the update on Miami, and look forward to the season getting underway. We really appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.